Blog Talk Radio.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart.
This is Merle with Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Well, it's a gorgeous day outside. Let's say it's 2 p.m. on my time here in New York City. And, it's sunny and chair out right now. I could just see the wind is blowing. I think it's like in the 70s, maybe. Yeah, well, that's a good thing. That's for sure. And today we're going to talk about CBD oil and what's this all about. Because now laws in different states were passed for both the what they call medical marijuana and also recreational marijuana, and it's the medical marijuana that we're going to be speaking about because it's not just like it's a lot of it has to do with the what's called the CBD oils, and with this, the oils have been like put in like food and drinks. To enjoy things like gummy bears and brownies and coffee, tea, and so what has happened is that, but each state has to decide on what's okay and what's not okay, and here in New York State. Yeah, it suddenly became a ban on selling anything that's infused into food or drink, which is totally absurd because if you consider when you go to your supermarket, how many items have so many additives and preservatives, and it's the food and drug industry says that that's all okay, but that this is not because they did not approve of it. So this is what's happening, and we're going to be talking to the owner of one store called Flower Power Coffee House here in Queens. About what she has gone through. The owner's name is Dorothy Stepnowska. And so she's going to tell us, I guess there have been a lot of hassles having to do with this because this ban goes into effect on October 1st. So this will be quite interesting, and we'll hear what her side is. So in the meantime, while waiting for her to call in, here's a message from one of our sponsors. I'm laughing because I just had one of
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy tale brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Oh, yes, and you can get these wonderful brownies. They're not infused, though, at www.brownies.com, and they also have soft batch cookies as well. Maybe time for me to get a batch myself. Let me see. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's let me play a song. I'm gonna have to dedicate this because one of my friends, Sharon Alpern, is meeting or did meet Barry Manilow. It was like on her bucket list, her dream to do this. And I got from the Facebook that she did, and she looks totally thrilled. So let's hear Barry right now. maybe later I'll play another one for her. Yeah, it was on the, you know, people put things on their bucket list. And you know, this was one of them. Well, I'm going to try calling Dorothy right now and see if I can get her on the phone. Oh, okay. I have to click dial. Let's see. Okay. What does it say? Call failed. Call failed? Okay. Let's see. So, let's try this again. Let's see what it does. I'm dialing. Now it's calling. Let's see what happens. Nope. The call failed again. Okay. Not much I can do. So I'll tell you what. Let me play again, because I'm sure I'm going to have, I'm going to be saving this purposely for my friend. Actually, this is, it's funny. Because of Facebook, you find people that you kind of grew up with and, you know, now connecting. Well, let's see. How about, here's another. Barry Manilow. Could it be magic? All right.
Could this be the magic?
This is like one of my favorites of his, because it's like this, you know, the combination of like the classical piano and the pop at the same time. So what did Esther and Eunice say here? What did you think of it? Yeah. Really? And that was Esther. Eunice, what do you think? Well, yeah, I understand too. I'll play another one later. So what I have been doing lately? Well, the big thing right now, and I'm sure all, if not in the United States, all over the world, it's the movie Downton Abbey. Well, what can you say? Fans of Downton Abbey probably breaking down the doors to see this, to see the movie. I had seen all 6 seasons of it. I have all of the DVDs, you know, BVDs, CDBs, you know, those things. I have and I have all the seasons to, you know, to watch. And When it ended on a note of a possibility of things happening. It wasn't really, you know, it had its end, you know, it's a kind, you know, of, in terms of the characters, but you could kind of tell it's was possible it could go someplace afterwards. And so they worked on this movie for a couple of years, and it's out now. And yes, well, if you don't know the characters, if you haven't seen it, it is only difficult in terms of maybe following like who's who, because there are a lot of characters. But then again, you can, you know, go online and find out who's who before you even, you know, even watch it. Maggie Smith, of course, who's I guess they call the matriarch of the whole thing. She is like so funny, you know, and she has all the lines. She's very snappy personality, and she has all the lines. So that was one of the things I was into. And of course, this whole thing coming up with the I'm going to be talking actually with the state senator regarding this whole thing in terms of the CBD oils with the food and drink. So I had the brownie. Well, yesterday I had a Rice Krispie treat in form of that. I don't feel anything like my head, you know, nothing like, you know, that I have a reaction that way. I'm dealing with the body, especially because I fell the other day, you know, falling and couldn't get up, but didn't realize, you know, the kind of strength that I had to get myself up most of the way. Then I finally like broke down and called my neighbor and said, "Oh, come on, I need you now. I need your assistance." But the thing is now, in terms of like already dealing with some problems with my hips. So I'm curious to see my not being a pill taker at all. I was curious to see if I had any like positive reaction from having it in the food. I guess I won't know. I'm sitting at my desk right now, so I probably won't know until I get up and walk to see if I feel better. You know, right now I have a boo-boo on my knee. It's black and blue, so that I don't know if that means I have pneumonia. My chickens, I know you didn't hear them, but they just booed when I said that. Okay, you know what? All right. I'm going to tell a couple of jokes just so they can do all the groaning they want. Okay? All right. What's white, oval, and curls up your leg? Uncle Ben's perverted rice. All right. Did you hear about the Native American Indian who drank 80 gallons of Lipton? He died drowned in his teepee. Okay. What's brown and lies on top of the piano? Beethoven's last movement. All right, one more. Years ago, these guys were running around the campuses naked, and there was this one guy running around, and he had the word desire written right across his chest. He was a streaker named Desire. was a double boo, I guess. Okay. All right. So what else is going on in New York? Well, even the top movie, is Downton Abbey, and the top show, actually, they say it's one of the top shows. I think it is the top show. It's Fiddler on the Roof. It's the Yiddish version of Fiddler on the Roof. So far, I know it's had been extended to January 2020. I'll have to check again. It might be longer because, and what's even more interesting is because everybody knows all the celebrities purposely go there, go to see the show, I think, to get their picture taken, to get a little bit of publicity because, you know, they know it's, and the show is absolutely wonderful. What I want to play for you, as a matter of fact, I happen to have, you know, we all know the song, we've all heard the song Tradition. Well, this is the Yiddish version of the song, and I'm going to let that go. Hopefully, maybe Dorothy will call in. But so here, just for you to enjoy.
A fiddler Asendach, Meshug his name. Over by uns in Anateske is jeder einer a mean fiddler Asendach, was will oischatten, a poschatten, hartigen Nigen, und doch nicht brechen dem Kopf. Und es ist nicht so leicht. Wett ihr, müsst ihr mich fragen, vor was bleiben wir da sitzen, ob die Sakonne ist a so groß? Wir bleiben, weil Anateske ist unser Heim. Und wir also halten es Tage euch. Auf dem hab ich ein Entfer. Gott ist ein Vater und heilig ist sein Teure. Heiliger Teure, sind mir also ausgestanden, Teures auf Teures. Bei uns in Anateke tut man als Leute Teure, wie man esst, wie man schläft und wie man tut sich an. Als Leute Teure, le Moschel, a Hitler auf dem Kopf, a Talus Gotten auf dem Leib, als Zeichen, als Gott ist a Vater und mir sind die Schaf. Frag sich eine Frage, wie also hat sich das alles angehäuben? Ah, will ich euch sagen? Ich weiß nicht. Also steht geschrieben, und Tag im Schuss von unser Teure, weiß jeder von uns, wer er ist und was Gott hat ihm befohlen.
Okay, I'm going to stop now because I just got an email saying that Dorothy tried to call and she didn't get a dial tone. So I'm not sure what's going on. So let me try calling her. Let's see if that works. Nope, that's not working. I'm not sure what's happening. I know she said she was having... She has Spectrum, and she was dealing with that. Let me let her know. Let's see. Let's go here. Tell her. tried. See, I'm calling you. And did not go. T-H-R-O-U-G-H. Oh, Ron, I tried calling you and it did not go through. Try again.
Good afternoon, no. Flower Power Coffee House. How can I help you?
Oh, so I got you now, Dorothy?
Oh, yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I don't know what was going on. Then I tried calling you and...
Go ahead.
Okay, then I tried calling you and it didn't go through. Now it finally went through.
Oh, because I was just on the phone.
No, I mean a little while ago.
Because I was trying to call you.
What happened
anyway.
When you called? Okay.
Oh,
anyway,
the number that you gave me, online?
Yeah.
It doesn't even ring. There's no dial tone. It's just nothing there. Like, it doesn't tell me anything. It's just not going through. Like, there's no dial tone at all for the number. I don't know why.
I don't know why. Anyway, we're on.
Hi.
Hi. Well, I started to talk about it anyway on the air. So,
okay.
let's get into talking about this whole thing with the law and what the situation is, and then we'll get into your store, what it offers, et cetera. By the way, I just ate the brownie. I'll let you know later if my legs feel better. Anyhow, go ahead. So tell me about this whole thing with the law. Like, what was it before? I mean, anybody could sell.
Exactly.
Products.
So there was no regulations of CBD because CBD was always out there. It got so popular that they had to tap into it because it got so, everybody was selling it. So he expanded. Everybody realized that, you know, CBD is actually helping people with all the symptoms that helps with.
Right.
And it got so big that the FDA got right away on it and says, nope, now you guys cannot sell it anymore because we need to regulate it. And they did that in February 2019. And it's so funny how they went on the news overnight. So they didn't really do the story. The story was made up. Whoever made a phone call and stopped the food and drinks,
right?
Whoever called the FDA, whoever made that decision, it was a decision that was made really fast. Because as a FDA, you should be able to prepare some kind of statement and some kind of speech. And then go on the news. You don't go on the news at 11 o'clock at night and overnight you tell restaurants and bars, whoever sells CBD and food and drinks to stop. That just doesn't make any sense.
So another
And the
word,
reason why
not,
they... and and
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you, like there's like what they call dispensaries.
Okay.
I don't know what the difference is between... If you were a dispensary,
because dispensary does not sell CBD in food and drinks. They only sell it in a flower. They sell it in a creams. They sell it in There's only CBD dispensaries out there, but there's also dispensaries that has THC and CBD together.
Okay.
So if we're talking only about CBD dispensaries, the one that I get my flower from. When I go over there, I don't see no food or drinks. So they have different,
right.
You know, they it doesn't apply to them. It doesn't apply to anyone that doesn't sell in food and drinks.
Okay. So, in other words, what made you, like, when you opened, how long have you been opened, by the way?
So I've opened in April 20th, 2018.
Okay. So, when you decide to open up the place, and we'll get into, like, it's not just, you know, it's more than just,
CBD coffee shop. That's correct.
Yeah, right. But when you opened it, what did you had already decided that you were going to have food and drinks with the CBD oil?
Actually, no. Before I opened, a very good friend of mine that has his own company in Colorado saw that I'm going to open a coffee shop. And he said to me,
right.
He says, why don't you sell CBD? Which at that point, I didn't know what CBD was. So I said
right.
to him, I said, you know, I will read about it. I will do my research and then I'll make my decision. So when I did that, I said, okay, you know, this is pretty, you know, cool. It has a lot of benefits. It helps a lot of people. I said, and it's very good for anxiety, which I had. Not anymore, had panic attacks and anxiety, like to the point when I used to get up in the middle of the night and couldn't catch a breath because I was having a panic attack.
Wow.
So since October 2018, I started taking the oils, and every day I take four to five drops, and it calms me right away. Like if I feel like I'm about to, like, you know when you get a panic attack and you can't breathe? And just,
yeah.
You can't stop. Like, it, no matter what you do, you can't stop. And me, the minute I take CBD oil, it just calms me down. And just, like, it puts me to like, I'm at ease. Like, I'm very relaxed. And it goes
okay.
away. And since October 2018, I didn't have even one panic attack. So I can only speak on my behalf what it does for me.
And what it in terms of, like, pain, any pain or something like a headache or something that comes on that's painful, that the body is experiencing pain?
So CBD works very well on pain. And I'm hearing this from customers. But at the same time, CBD comes in different milligrams, different dosage.
Right.
And I had a customer that's been drinking the coffee every day for months. I would say over 6 months, every single day. And that coffee only has 10 milligrams. And he had high blood pressure. And he was taking medication for it. And after 6 months, he went for a checkup. And the doctor told him, I'm taking you off the medication. And you know, he told the doctor, he's drinking this coffee. And it only has 10 milligrams. But then at the same time, I had a customer that came in and she bought a 2,000 milligrams oil for pain. But she
okay.
has extreme pain to the point where the hospital is actually doing a research on her. They testing her because nothing works on her. So it really didn't work on her. But that was one example that, you know, I came across that didn't work on someone. But just because it doesn't work on you and you don't feel it, that doesn't mean it doesn't work internally, because we already have CBD receptors in our body. So if you think about CBD, a lot of people think about CBD, oh my God, I'm going to take CBD and let's say I have a headache and just going to take it away. Okay? It may work
mm-hmm.
on you, but it may not work on me. Everybody has a different body and different tolerance
right.
to different things. So it's all depend on the person's intake of anything, like how their body works. Like if I take a medication, which I don't, I really, really, really have to be in a lot of pain for me to do it, and I still don't. Then I will, you know, and when I take something, let's for instance, I take Advil, it will work on me right away. For you, for instance, it's not. It's gonna take an hour, 30 minutes 2 hours. It depends. Again, everybody has a different
tolerance
intake.
Tolerance for
anything.
Well, like when you said, for instance, that the guy would have 10 milligrams and he would have coffee.
Go ahead.
No, what I'm asking is that would he have one cup of coffee a day?
One cup of coffee
a day. Doing
that?
So that's why, like, yesterday I had the Rice Krispie treat.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, so today I'm going to have the brownie, and then tomorrow I'll have the tea.
Okay.
So, because I don't want to do more than 30 each day, and I want to see the progression. In terms of pain wise, but I'm, as I was saying on the radio, I mean, like I fell, so I'm dealing with, you know, not just the pain of dealing with my hips, but this was like an added attraction, in other words, you know, to deal with. But I guess I won't know when it's like now I know when I get up and start walking, I'm going to see, you know, I mean, I'm sitting at my desk, and I don't feel any pain because I'm sitting at my desk. You know, so
correct. You know
so
your body
I'm,
better than anybody, anyone.
Yeah. I'll notice that. I have this, by the way, the brownie was really good. That's good brownie.
Thank you.
For a brownie, I'm a picky person when it comes to brownies.
No, that's why I like chocolate. This is a perfect brownie.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I have another brownie, a company that sells brownies that can't surpass that one. So, but this was a good one.
Thank you.
But in terms of the other things that you have, I mean, are you also selling things other than that's infused, like the coffee or the tea, you know, that kind of thing? Are you able to sell
regular non-infused items? Yes.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, are you able to sell, like, the oil or anything like that?
Yeah, so basically the only thing we cannot sell is food and drink, and food and into drinks. But we could sell the creams, we could sell the bath bombs, we could sell pre-rolls, we could sell the oils. Anything that does not have to do with food and drinks, we okay to sell. Which it really doesn't make no sense, because the oils, you put it in your mouth. This is the same thing. So it's just very confusing.
You're ingesting the oils.
Yeah, exactly. You put it underneath your tongue, and that's how you intake the oil. So when you think about it, you are putting it in your mouth, so that's part of food, right? Like, that's part of liquid. That's part of something that you intake. But that's okay for us to do. But we cannot, like, add the oil into food or to drinks.
That's absurd.
The reason why is because supposedly, FDA approved a drug for epilepsy for children, which contains CBD and three different type of sugar and syrups. They combine it together and they call it a drug. So under the law, is a drug in food and drinks. That is why we cannot use it. But you know, FDA. They don't, to my knowledge. The way they're running this, it's just very non-formative. Like, we don't know what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to do it. All we want is directions on how to, how many milligrams you want us to put in, the maximum of the dosage you like for us to put in. But we're still waiting. They not do anything about it. We're close to October 1st, which that's where we're supposed to stop selling it, because after that we're going to get health department to come into this establishment that used to sell food and drinks with CBD, and they're going to start giving us fines from $200 to $600.
That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. So we're waiting. We're waiting for them to, which they supposedly they're working on it. But it's like, I just don't understand one thing. If FDA has, it's in all 50 states, and Tennessee just passed a law that they could sell in food and drinks, okay? So
uh-huh.
Now the FDA is saying that it's up to our state senators to push it and make that move for our state to be approved for it. So that's what I'm
okay.
working on.
Okay.
Because, you
that's
know,
we
in New
help.
York City,
I'll
like,
help you work
I mean,
on that too.
Yes, it's New York City. It's like, come on, like, just legalize it. Everybody's waiting for it. It, you know, and when
right.
you think about it, even with marijuana, it never killed anybody. There's no proven fact. There's not even one incident that marijuana killed people.
Well, it probably when somebody is, you know, like giving you something that's not the right thing.
Yeah, that's correct because people.
It,
yeah,
might have,
it's the same thing with CBD,
yeah.
and I understand that. But that is why you have legit businesses like mine that know
right.
what we get, and I know what I'm getting it from. I have lab results for that, and I have proof of what's in it. You know, you're not going to go to a gas station and buy a CBD oil because you don't know where that thing is coming from.
Right.
Every place should have a lab result of what this oil is and what the flower is.
Okay.
You have to have lab results so you know where it's coming from and what's in it.
Oh, okay. So in other words, if you go to any place and they're selling it, you could say that, well, I want to make sure that you that I'm getting.
You're selling what you're selling. Mm-hmm.
Right. So do you have lab results that I could see? Can you ask for it?
I do. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
That's why I stretch this very, very much. I always tell my customers, I said, if you're going anywhere and you're buying CBD, just because it says CBD on it, that doesn't mean it's there. Or just because it says 500 milligrams, that doesn't mean you have 500 milligrams of CBD in it. You could have 30% of CBD and the rest is coconut oil, all different type of oils put together, and
right.
that equals 500 milligrams. And I always stretch it all the time. Read the labels. You got to see what's on those labels. You got to read to know what you're intaking. That's
right.
very important. Then you, as a consumer, you have the right to ask about for the lab results. You want to know how much CBD is in there.
Now, let me ask you a question. In terms of the difference of, in terms of intake, that if you, like, swallowing it, in other words, a food or drink or,
mm-hmm.
or whatever, versus, isn't there something that you could, like, a cream that you could rub on?
Yes, they have creams. That's correct. Mhm. They have
and you're rubbing
creams.
It on something that's painful, kind of thing.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
If that's
Did,
the way, if
ever,
that's
like,
the way you, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
In terms of, have they ever talked about results between the difference? Or does it make a difference? Like,
me personally.
Yeah.
Me personally, I could only speak
yeah.
for myself.
Yeah.
I think the oils itself are the best ones because you not only put it on one spot and that's it. You actually take it underneath your
okay.
tongue, and it goes directly through your bloodstream. So it's not only working on one thing that you have a problem with. It works.
Right.
On everything else that's in your body that your body needs, that you may not be aware
oh.
of, that it's actually, you know, it's actually there, but it's helping because it's in your bloodstream. And when you put cream, let's say on your elbow, right, because you're in pain,
yeah.
it's gonna go inside your skin, so it does go, but it's only in that area. So me
right.
personally, out of experience, the oils are the best because it helps. It goes throughout your whole body, not only one spot.
Okay.
That's what I like about it.
Okay. Now I also want to get into your store itself. I mean, it's not, you know, that I guess you You also sell flowers, and you have events
yes.
there. Tell us about the store, the place itself.
So, I love flowers. That's how I started. I opened a flower shop, and then 2 years later, about 2.5 years later, I added a coffee shop. And the way it came out about it is we're in Glendale, and there's really not many coffee shops around here. Glendale is actually not known to a lot of people. When you ask people, do you know where Glendale is, they have no clue.
Right.
So that is why. That's the issue. But I love coffee as well. I drink a lot of coffee. So
okay.
me, a friend of mine, Sunday after work, I closed the shop. I said, let's go around and get a cup of coffee and sit down. Just, girlfriends kind of thing. And we couldn't find the one spot that was open. I said, you know what? We'll open one up by ourselves. So that's how the idea came up of opening a coffee shop. Now, the events. So we do a lot of events as open mics where people come and perform. So but I basically give young people, anybody, artists, a platform to perform and be seen by other people. We do outdoor movies. We do yoga, meditation, drag queen events, any possible sip and paint, anything possible that it's out there, we do, any class. And,
okay. Now, are people mm-hmm. renting the space or?
So I also have people renting the space for private events. I mean, I've had weddings here. I had people get married in my garden.
Okay, that's why that would be a reason to rent a space is for parties versus just
yes.
So separately, you're giving the space for people to come to perform.
That's correct. But also
okay.
people rent out the space as a private event for their birthdays, whatever event they have, we rent it out.
Now I understand you also have a garden, or do you have an outdoor space as well?
Yes, we have an outdoor space. Mm-hmm. It's for about like I would say 50 to 60 people.
Oh, okay. Do you keep that space open also, like when people are coming and they say, hey, I'd rather like sit outdoors and have something?
Yeah,
or?
I have people, they purchase their things and they go to the garden.
Oh, okay.
And they, a lot of people use their Wi-Fi, they work on their computers, they work in, instead of being home sometimes, it's nice to go out and sit outside and, be in a fresh air, sun is very good for you.
I'll be talking to you afterward. I have some good ideas. I mean, because coffee shops were a big thing in Greenwich Village years ago, that you would
mm-hmm.
go to a coffee shop,
mm-hmm.
and it's like there aren't even very many of that kind of place where you can like. And it was like, you kind of had entertainment, you kind of did your own thing, kind of thing. It was laid out, kind of thing. I remember seeing Richie Havens when he first started and having a cup of mocha coffee or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about like 13, 14 years old. Going into, and I think the place is still around. It was called the Cafe Wa, and the place is still around. But it was like, and the reason I'm saying this is like, there's really not any places that just like that kind of, I guess, the hangout kind of a thing.
But that's what it is. Show Friends? The show Friends.
It's
a show. It's called Friends.
Oh, no, I don't know. I never didn't hear that show. I don't know the show.
You have to look it up. So basically, it's a coffee shop. They do a show in a coffee shop.
Uh-huh.
And they just hang out. That's what the show is all about.
Oh,
and,
okay.
I do a lot of woman empowerment events as well, such as like book clubs. I have a talk show every Tuesday where there's two talk shows. One is about the woman comes in, I let her use the space, so she brings artists, okay? And they talk about, they have subjects, like let's say they talk about the same-sex marriage, or they talk about fathers in family courts. Then the second one is where she talks about small businesses, which I and her bring small businesses on the show, and it's streamed directly to Facebook and Instagram live, and people come and advertise their business for free.
Oh, that's good.
Mhm. It's like you doing your radio show, the same thing they do at every Tuesday at my shop. It's just for small businesses to advertise their business for free, which, you know what, sometimes you got to help people because, you know, advertising is so expensive nowadays, and
mm-hmm.
and there's so many small businesses that they don't have the money to advertise it for $400 or $500 a month. It's just ridiculous prices. I believe me, I have people come and call me all the time and said, you know, I would like to put you on this and that and stuff, and I'm like, how much? And like $400. I'm like, are you killing us right now? Like, we can't afford to spend that much money. As a small business, you can. A corporate business, yes, but not a small business. So I came up with this idea, and I asked her. I said, you know, would you be for me letting you use my space for free, would you be able to interview small businesses so they could advertise themselves for free? And she says, not a problem. And that's how, you know, the partnership came together.
Oh, that's great. I understand mm-hmm. You're the president of the Glendale Chamber of Commerce, is that it?
So recently reactivated the Glendale Chambers of Commerce, and the reason why is because I would like to help small businesses grow. When I opened my business, I have no clue what I'm doing. I have no clue what I was doing. And me working, you know, me and my daughter working here by ourselves, like I can just get up and go to the city and take a class in the middle of the day because you need to be here. There's got to be more than one person behind the counter because we added food and, you know, it's a lot of work. And
sure. So
I said to myself, I'm like, how can I bring them to us? Especially I was just at the Chambers of Commerce workshop Tuesday in the morning. And I actually, when I told the president of Chambers of Commerce, I said, do you know what Glendale is? They didn't have no clue what Glendale is. They know Ridgewood, but they never heard about Glendale. I said, you know what? So this has got to change because you guys got to put us on the map because people really don't know what Glendale is. And,
I have to tell you mm-hmm. something very funny about this. When I was in dealing with Accessoride, every time I would say some place is in Glendale, they couldn't find it.
Because we don't even own
it. They called it Ridgewood.
Yes,
said,
because we don't even have our own.
Glendale.
Yeah, we don't even have our own zip code. We don't have our own zip code. It's either Ridgewood, it's either Maspex, or what else is there? There's another one.
You don't
all under 11385.
I thought they put it into effect that Glendale now is now.
From what I know, we still don't have it, which they should because, I mean, how people should know about us? That's why every time I put in, like, my address for you know, when I'm ordering something for my shop, it's always inactive. They, like, double-check with your address because, Glendale doesn't show up. So I have to put Ridgewood or I have to put my aspect. It's ridiculous. So I told the president of Chambers of Commerce, I said, you know, you guys have to advertise us a little more so people know that Glendale actually exists.
Right. I got it to the point that if when I'm going to Glendale and I say to Accessoride and I say Glendale, they already got it's Glendale. It's now they got Glendale. versus
Fleetwood. Yeah.
So that's to that point at least.
Because actually, it's
there.
So funny because my store is it's literally a block away from Ridgewood. I'm block away.
Well,
that's
yeah.
What yeah. That's what separates me. It's just one block.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so to get how big is the place?
My store is about 2,900 square feet. It's pretty big.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Pretty big.
That's what. That's the sense I got that it's
mm-hmm.
pretty big. So you might as well make the most of it of the space.
Of course, of the space. That's correct.
Okay. That's really good. And well, you know, we'll see. I know that Senator Dabo is going to be there on the 5th.
October 5th.
October
5th,
just
from 10 a.m. to 11:30.
Yeah, just to talk about what people need to ask questions about.
That's correct.
To, you know, avail himself. And hopefully I'll get there. And, you know, I'll work with him on this. And
we're both
going
to work.
Radio...
We have to.
Yeah, I have ideas.
So it's called Java with Joe, and
mm-hmm.
what it does is the proceedings from that one hour and a half, it's going to go to New York Road Runners for Team for Kids. It's a
uh-huh.
charity that I picked on my own that the money's going to
mm-hmm.
be going to. So
oh,
the proceedings
okay.
from the hour and a half that people is going to be buying coffee or whatever they're going to be, you know, purchasing, it's going to go directly to that charity.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. And as I said, I have ideas, but and I you know I'm going to call you right after we finish the radio
okay.
show.
Yes.
yes. I'm a very empowered person.
and you know what? And we need people like you, and we need people like me that speaks up for other people because,
right.
you know, like even small businesses. I mean, I've seen people, and I talk to people, and I see people working 14, 16, 18 hours a day. They don't
oh,
have
sure.
no time for their families. Like, I don't have time for my daughter. Like, I don't have no time for myself. But
right.
as a small business, New York City is not, it's not a small business. They don't help small businesses. They after small businesses. It's just it's getting to the point that I speak to people and nobody wants to open a small business anymore. It's not worth it.
Yeah. Well,
they come down on you so hard.
Living in Woodhaven, I watched for a number of years. I've watched a lot of small businesses go out of business.
Yeah.
And.
Whoever owns the house or, you know, they could do it. But you have a lot of small businesses that, let's say, they've been there for 10 years or 5 years, the lease is up, and now this landlord wants, instead of $1,000
right.
that they had, they want $5,000.
You can't
ask for something that a person is not able to make it in this neighborhood or any neighborhood.
Right.
And the reason
yeah.
why we have so many vacant stores is because these landlords get a tax break on the property, even if it's vacant. So my proposal and my idea is to regulate, basically do rent stabilize for small businesses, okay? Because
right.
there's a lot of people that would love to open a business. And I talk to a lot of young, especially young people when they come, when I do flea markets. These beautiful people have beautiful stuff to sell, but they cannot afford to get a storefront. They just can't afford. Like nowadays, to open a store, you have to have a partner, or you have to have two businesses in one store. You can't. It's very extremely hard. It's very extremely hard. It's not that the economy is bad. It's just the laws that are intact that put small businesses out of business. And that's the next thing I want to do. I want to do a media. I want to get in touch with newspapers, and I want to get in touch with news media and talk about what's going on with small businesses in New York City. We're all dying out, and we are the backbone of the city. Imagine right now all stores in New York City being closed down. All stores.
Right.
Not even one small business open. How would the city look? Nobody would want to come here and work here or live here.
Yeah.
It would be a disaster.
Yeah.
It would be like a ghost
mm-hmm.
town. But they're not helping us. When we have health department come in and the way they treat us, it's like we're garbage, like we're nothing. And you work for us. We pay our taxes. We do everything. And when you come to my store and you flip your badge like a cop on my counter, what kind of behavior that is? That is not a normal behavior. You don't treat people like that. I've seen it happen.
Because it's a sense of somebody having power.
Okay, you know what? That needs to stop. And half of these people, they don't know what they're doing. Every time different inspector comes in, they tell us different things. Let's say this person would say, do not put bleach in here. The second inspector comes in, will say, you have to put a bleach in here.
Right.
So which one is it? You need to follow your rules yourselves before you put that on people. But that's the way they catch you with fines. Because they give us incorrect information. And then if we do it and say, you know what, this last inspector told me to do it this way, but you're telling me to do it this way, and now you're giving me a fine for it, for something that I was told to do by the previous inspector. You following me?
Yeah,
so
sure.
They do that on purpose for us to get fines because the city got to make money, and that needs to stop.
Right.
The same thing with building department. The same thing with building department. I build a structure in the back. And I went to the building department four times, and they told me as long as it's not touching the building, it's not attached permanently into a building, and on the sides it's 3 feet away from each other, you don't need a permit. Guess what? I got a fine for $1,250, and they're telling me to take it down, which I'm not taking it down. I'm going to fight it because I went by what you told me. I'm a woman. How should I know about wood structure or how to build anything? That's what the building department is. I went four times. And they told me the same thing.
What you need to do when someone comes, you need to tape it.
No.
Tape whatever.
Yeah, no, I know.
Tape
it's just,
what they
it's,
say.
It's,
this way you can have it
I Listen,
evidence.
I...
Yes.
I had the way it came about it was when the health department came in because of the CBD. I actually, it's so funny because when the FDA informed of all of us through the news that we're not supposed to sell in food and drinks, that we have to stop, CBS and NBC got in touch with me like 2 days after. So they came to my store, and I gave them an interview, which I was very upset with the FDA and health department. It's not even upset. It's just it's like the way they treat us, the way they inform us, it was not professional at all. We didn't receive anything in the mail with instructions. First of all, there should be a public hearing before you even stop. Before you even tell us to stop something,
right.
There was none. So you didn't go by what you should do the correct way. So I expressed that very strongly, and I said, you know, this is not the way things should go. We should be able to have public hearing. We should be able to have something in writing. You just don't go on the news overnight and say, from tomorrow you cannot sell it anymore. We just spend
right.
a lot of, and CBD costs a lot of money. So we
right.
just spend all this money. Like I lost $6,000 just throughout that week on my products. And their answer is, why don't you send it back to the person that you bought it from? Nobody's gonna take anything back. You
right.
see? So 3 days after the interview, I got a health department. She walked in. Okay, it's so funny how they work because they send someone that was very naive. So basically, they send someone that will not question their actions. okay? So they brought this Indian lady, okay? She was just like, I asked her, I said, why are you here? I said, you should not be here. My inspection is not up to date yet. She's telling me I'm up to inspection. I'm like, no, I'm not. Five times I asked her, she couldn't tell me why she's here. I had a reporter actually called me that day, and I said to him, I said, oh, I have a health department because of the CBD, and he says, do you want me to come? So he came all the way from Manhattan, and he was asking her questions. Why is she at the shop? Are you here to inspect the CBD? She's like, I can't talk about that. That was the answer. But anyway, so I have her recorded for 4 hours. She was on the phone with her supervisor, which supervisor was telling her exactly what to look for in my shop to give me any fines that they can possibly find. Violations, so they could hit me with fines just because I went on the news and I spoke against the FDA and health department. So the woman was told by her supervisor to call the building department and a fire department. The reason why is because of the structure in my backyard. That's for the building
right.
department. And I had, you know, those tall heaters, gas heaters?
Oh, yeah.
That they sell in Home Depot? They are
yes.
protected, okay? Even if they fall over, the gas tank automatically shuts off. That's what it's for. But to have gas tanks in any commercial space, anywhere, you're not allowed to have more than three, which all I had was three. So when she called the fire department on me, they came in, of course. You know, you got like four fire trucks. People are, you know, it's very embarrassing to me because you have neighbors,
yeah.
you have people, and they're like, what's going on, you know? And that was very embarrassing to me. And I explained to them, I even recorded them on my phone coming in, and I explained to them, this is what's going on. I'm being targeted by the city because of this, this, and this. And they said, okay, but we have to, you know, we have to come and check the gas tanks. They took the gas tanks outside, three of them. They called the supervisor. The supervisor came in. He says she's not in violation because by the law, she's allowed to have three gas tanks without a permit. So I was able to, they was able to put them back, and they didn't give me a violation. After this, 3 days after that, I got a letter from the health department for a fine of $800 because of those gas tanks. And, of course, they ask, you know, you could go to a hearing, which I chose to go to a hearing. And the reporter went with me. When we got to the health department, when they finally called us in, they asked the person who you are, and the guy explained who he is, that he's a reporter, and they said, you know what, you cannot be here. The only way you can be here if I fill out a permission slip, which they have to put on the computer, which it takes some time, so we'll have to reschedule the hearing. So I said, you know what, forget it. I said he will sit outside. I'll tell him exactly what happened afterwards so he could put it out there. Do you know that they took him out of the room, okay? She came back. She swore me in. We started talking. About, I would say, 10 minutes to it, somebody walked in and said to the woman, said, excuse me, can you stop what you're doing and come outside? They were maybe out for like 2 minutes. They come back with a reporter. And they let him sit there and listen to the hearing. Which, when you think about it, they just went against their own policy. If they could go against their own policy like that, you can only imagine what they do behind the closed doors to people.
Right, yeah.
That's just a proven how corrupted they are. If you could go against your own policy because you know this is going to be in an article or it's going to be in the news and you guys
mm-hmm.
don't want to look bad, do you know that they dismissed my fine? I got a letter a week later that says no violation. But the building department, I had two inspectors come in and they gave me a hearing. I went to a hearing and explained to them everything. They still hit me with $1,250. And it's so funny because there's like three different fines. The first one is $600. If you take down the structure, you still get fined $600. If you show up to the hearing, you automatically get $1,250 fine just to walk into the hearing. And if you don't show up at the hearing, it's $6,000. So no matter what, I still got fined. They could have said, you know what, there's no violation, that just because of the policies, they automatically, I got $1,250 fine. Just walking into our hearing. That's just the way they work. That's how they make money on people, which is not right. Because you said I have to pay $1,250, plus I still have to take down a structure down. I'm not taking that structure down. The reason why is because you guys told me, four different inspectors in the building department in Queens told me that as long as it's not touching the building, you don't need to get a permit. If I knew that I need to get a permit, I wouldn't got a company come in and do it and spend $6,000 on it just to spend $6,000 because I have it like that. Of course, I would have got a permit and then do it if I was told
right.
that I have to do it. This is a commercial space. This is not my own house.
Right.
So that's how I got screwed, and that's how everything came out about. And to be honest with you, I don't think, just because I spoke against FDA and health department, I got targeted like that. Because that's being target. And the health department worker said on the recording, she said, "Oh, I gotta cover my boss and me." By the time this poor woman realized that what they were doing to me, she ran out crying. She ran out of my shop. She even left her umbrella on. She's like, and she told me on the recording, she said, "If I knew that I had to come to your shop and I knew what was going on, I would never show up to work." That's exactly what she told me. That's proof that I was targeted by the city. And I would like for the story to be on the news and to be in articles so people can see what the city is doing to small businesses.
Yeah.
It's not right.
Well, as I said, I have a couple of ideas for you.
Yeah, it's. I'm ready.
All right. So I'll tell you what. Why don't we end the show?
Not
so
a problem.
So you have a website, right?
I have Instagram and I have a Facebook. It's Flower Power Coffee House NYC.
Okay, you got it. And all right. So it's great. It was great talking with you. And we'll
likewise.
Talk more.
Likewise.
As I said, I'm going to try to see if I can cover the event when Joe Adabo was there, too. And
I hope you can.
Again.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Thank
great.
You.
All right. Yes, I'll talk to you in a little while.
Not a problem. Enjoy
okay.
your day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye. All right. So, I'm going to end the show right now so I can call up there. And here we go. Everybody have a nice day. And for those celebrating, Lashana Tova.